Not the sounds of teens tapping on control pads, but a full male choir. This was the launch of Phaeja, a video games conference where the focus was not gaming, but job creation. It's the largest video games event in Africa, according to its organisers. They estimate the industry will create 1 million jobs in West Africa, and 5 million across the continent by 2025. Paradise Game, the not-for-profit behind the event, has now opened a gaming centre offering coding classes, with the hope of persuading parents and the government that games education could tackle unemployment and even keep youths off the streets. At a business accelerator, backed by Orange in an upmarket part of Abidjan, game designer Wilfried Owonoen shows me a game made by his startup, WorkD.
We made the AI for the game ourselves. Everything that you can see here is our own work, from the visuals to the music to whatever. I lost. The poor guy is really sad. He's crying.
So this is you.
Yes.
It's a mobile phone recreation of a popular local school game where you try to box in your opponent, but now on digital graph paper. Simple 2D action, but highly addictive. Fortunately, in real life, you could say Wilfried's startup is winning. They're producing games based on local culture and landing more lucrative contracts developing training games for businesses. While gaming in African countries has been held back by poor internet and little disposable income for hardware and games, these issues are gradually being addressed with general economic development. Wilfried's company is now facing the problem that it just can't find enough staff. People simply don't know that things like game design and coding are career options. And so the Phaeja event is trying to shift focus to educating the next generation.
Qui joue aux jeux vidéo en classe? Bien qui gratte sa tête, dit hey, allez, on joue à la vie. Pourquoi vous jouez aux jeux vidéo en classe alors que c'est pas le lieu? Pas besoin d'une réponse là, mais il y a un temps pour tout, comme on dit. Autre type de jeu.
Six hundred schoolchildren have been bussed in to hear speakers from across Africa and Europe talk about what it means to work in the games industry, what coding is, just how many different types of job there are, and the pace of change. There's a sense of excitement that you'd normally expect for kids getting the chance to play the games, but not while considering a future in their marketing. Soon after the event, the same organizers opened a vast video game center in a new mall in Yopougon, one of Abidjan's poorer areas.
Thank you.
parents and children queue to have their bags checked, some giggling from having just taken an escalator for the first time ever. Once inside, boys head for games like FIFA and Fortnite, while girls dance out routines together, holding sensors that assess their moves. After the fun of the opening, things will be a little more formal. Sidik Bakayoko of Paradise Game, the not-for-profit behind Phaja and the Centre, explains why in addition to video games, there'll also be educational games that are free to play, and courses in coding and design.
We have some e-learning material that we have as well. We're going to have tablets where people can come in, and as the parents are there and sitting down with their children, they could be playing some educative games. So we really try to combine all of these items because we think this is what's going to help those children grow in a safer and better environment and make sure that they learn what they're supposed to learn to be competitive tomorrow when they start working.
The centre is in talks with local schools to give weekly lessons on skills for game production to several thousand students. They can even earn free gaming credits for good grades. 15-year-old Mariah Zaduku is keen to learn more about game design at the centre and is looking ahead at the career options, confident her parents would back her.
Ils vont me soutenir parce que c'est ma vocation d'abord. Et puis, on verra le reste après. Donc, ils vont me soutenir parce que ce sont mes parents. Et puis, ils vont me dire de continuer dans ce que je fais, de persister. Et puis, voilà.
Populations across Africa are growing far faster than the games industry could hope to provide jobs for. Sidik Bakayoko is hoping to persuade governments to invest in gaming centres as a useful alternative to often abandoned youth facilities.
So we think that video game is going to be the next type of sports. And basically, you're going to have not just millions, but you're going to have billions of people who will be sitting in front of a screen playing a game or doing other types of games. So that means that for parts of the continent that are very poor, being able to offer something else to children is a way out.
And Emmanuel Kanga is a teacher with growing class sizes. He'd come to see what gaming and an unofficial education centre might do for the country's youth.
De ces jeunes là qui sont, on va dire, on dit quoi, les jeunes sont le futur de, enfin, sont l'avenir de, du monde, de toute nation, voilà. Donc si ces centres de formation là peuvent permettre à ces jeunes là de s'insérer dans le tissu social demain, je pense que c'est une très bonne chose, c'est une très belle initiative, mais je pense encore.
For Radio France International, I'm Frank Hersey in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire.